Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Rail crisis averted in the Senate. CBS's Scott McFarlane has more on today's key vote and what that means for rail workers.
This passed pretty overwhelmingly in the U.S. Senate one day after passing the U.S. House. Using a century-old law at the president's urging, Congress has passed into law the latest management offer to the railroad unions. It includes a 24% pay hike, some retroactive bonuses, but does not include 7 paid sick days. The unions fought for that, but didn't get it today from the Senate.
A federal appeals court has ended an independent review of classified documents seized by the FBI at Mar-a-Lago. The feds raided the estate back in August. Former President Trump tried claiming those documents were personal. President Biden says he has no plans to talk with Vladimir Putin over the war in Ukraine.
At a news conference alongside his visiting French counterpart, the president said he's not interested in speaking with the Russian leader.
I have no immediate plans to contact Mr. Putin.
But Mr. Biden clarified he would engage in talks if Vladimir Putin were intent on discussing an end to the war.
If that's the case, in consultation with my French and my NATO friends, I'll be happy to sit down with Putin to see what he has in mind.
French President Emmanuel Macron said he would speak with the Russian leader to discuss the safety of nuclear power plants. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Meantime, the Pentagon plans to increase training for Ukrainian soldiers. CBS's David Martin.
If the Pentagon's proposal is approved, the U.S. military would start training some 2,500 Ukrainian soldiers a month at bases in Germany. The new training would teach Ukrainians the battlefield art of conducting combined arms operations, coordinating ground maneuvers by infantry and tanks with artillery fire.
It has been more than 2 weeks now since 4 University of Idaho students were found stabbed to death, and there are still no suspects in this case. CBS's Lilia Luciano is there and says police had to clarify a statement today.
They're saying it's still a targeted attack, but they don't know if it was the house or one of the students or more of the students that were targeted. The more time passes, the less we know, the less we understand.
Classes have resumed there, but many students are working remotely. The Prince and Princess of Wales plan to meet with President Biden tomorrow in Boston, but today they met a special fan in nearby Somerville. 8-year-old Henry dressed like a member of the King's Guard. He handed Prince William and Princess Kate some flowers and even saluted them before they left.
It was absolutely insane.
So cute. The royal couple's on a 3-day tour of the city. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're a serious and qualified SEC-accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. The U.S. government needs your investment in oil and is allowing you to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel. Call 800-278-7455. Encore Energy is a very active oil and gas operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Get this big tax deduction for 2022. Hurry before it's too late. Call 800-278-7455. That's 800-278-7455.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble. For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors: Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria, Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company, Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly, and Brenda Pietrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of two club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated, and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and Locally Grown Radio.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Because all the hippies are gonna be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake all over the Civic Media Network, all over Turtle Island. We're here at our home base in St. Paul, but we appreciate everyone in the Wisconsin state, in the North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, and also Canada that listen to us. Wendy, go ahead, say something, Wendy.
Chicago, too.
Say
Chicago, too.
Hey, Wendy's back on. And we got Robert Lilligren today and Wendy with her sacred animal section. And then we always start out with what portion?
This portion of the show.
Go ahead, Wendy.
No. You go, Ogama.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Wrong one. Okay. Hey, I know people like Halloween. Howling Wendy. I can't talk.
We're going to do that later on.
Right on. Hey, so Ogama, she does the news that you don't hear anywhere else. So why don't we get on with Ogama here and listen to what news? I just want to give a quick shout out to Gaylord Perry, who's a Hall of Fame pitcher who just passed on, and also our Fleetwood Mac sister McVie, who passed on too, Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so hey, take it away, Ogama.
Hey, bonjour, Ani, and everybody. I'm Ogama Ganuakwe, and I have some news for you here on Native Roots Radio. I wanted to talk a little bit about our relatives over in Wisconsin today, Robert, since you brought them up first. And the reason for that is the Associated Press dropped the story today about the federal judge and what has been ordered when it comes to the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa suing Enbridge in federal court in 2019. They were trying to sue Enbridge Energy and force them to remove a section of the Line 5 pipeline that runs across the tribe's reservation in northern Wisconsin, and they argued that the 70-year-old pipeline poses an unreasonable risk to health and safety. Enbridge, on the other hand, agreed and plans to build a $450 million pipeline that would run 41 miles around the reservation but would still traverse through the Bad River watershed. The U.S. District Judge William Conley said in an order earlier this week that there is a risk of significant rupture and the resulting spill could cause a catastrophic impact to the Bad River watershed. And while he has allowed to have Line 5 continue operating underneath the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa's lands, the company and the tribe must create an emergency plan together. So he told the company and the tribe to meet and talk about installing emergency shutoff valves and developing a protocol for shutting down and purging the line by December 17th. And they have to submit those proposals by December 24th. So a win and a loss, I think, there, Robert and Wendy. I don't know.
Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
Pospisilova cuts and shoots. The three is in for Pospisilova.
We're down to 10. Douglas across the timeline. Straight down the middle of the court. Left hand layup is in with 6 seconds.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Monk's Bar and Grill. Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
Good evening from the Kohl Center in Madison. It's the Big Ten ACC Challenge tonight for the Wisconsin Badgers. Marissa Mosley's team comes in with a 3-5 record after an 0-3 showing at the Paradise Jam Tournament at the U.S. Virgin Islands. They'll be taking on a Florida State team that comes in 7-1 and is top 15 in the nation in scoring. They put up 85 points per game. Well, coming up on tonight's pregame show, we'll go in-depth on the Seminoles with assistant coaches Caroline Doty. Plus, we'll take a look at the Badgers and the Badger Notebook, too. But when we come back, we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. That's next, and you're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, and it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Let it slip, pick up the check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
And back at the Kohl Center, as the pregame show continues, getting ready for Wisconsin versus Florida State, now joined by the Badgers head coach, Marissa Mosley. So how would you summarize this past week at the Paradise Jam? I know offensively your team hit at over 40% shooting in every single game.
Yeah, I think it was a huge kind of opportunity of growth, right? I think we, now that I can step back from it, I think that, you know, we had a lot of different lineups. We had young kids playing really significant minutes. And I think we showed ourselves and the fans what we're capable of in three quarters, right? And we talked tonight about we need to put together four quarters. We need to make sure that we go out and finish games just as well as we start them. I think, yeah, the shooting was really good, but then when we have tough times, right, when we go through those droughts, how are we going to make sure that we can get some points, that we can get ourselves to the free throw line, that we can get an offensive rebound, that we can get the ball in transition, right? So, and then defensively, and also we have to take care of the ball, right? Because in addition to that high shooting percentage, we had quite a few turnovers, but not having a point guard for a game and a half also, you know, our traditional point guard, I should say, probably hurt us too.
Yeah, Avery LaBarbera, you're talking about. She's ready to go?
Yep, she's ready to go. She practiced the last 2 days, so excited to have her back on the court. And also Sid Hillier tonight will be joining us back, which we're very excited about that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Sydney finally going to make her season debut. What does she mean to have her out on the court? And I'm sure you're probably going to try to work her into the game, kind of getting her minutes up.
Yeah, you know, I mean, she's got a little bit of a minutes restriction here, just being the first game back. But just having her practice the last 2 days has just been a source of comfort. And you know, you don't, it's like one of those things you forget what you have until it's gone. And having her be just the kind of intensity and senior laden you know, mentality, and for her to just come out and really pick up on what we were doing has just been excellent. I think it really takes a little bit of the burden off of Julie and Brooke and some of the older guys, that you have yet another person who knows what we're trying to accomplish.
Well, thanks for the time.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. Keep her right here. We'll get a scout of Florida State coming up next. It's Wisconsin versus Florida State in the Big Ten ACC Challenge, and you're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words. If you talk, they
will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect, not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 24. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 47. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Overcast. Tomorrow night, mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows around 10 above. Chance for snow Saturday with highs in the upper teens. Lots of sunshine Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from As Goes Wisconsin, which is now a radio show. That's right, I'm taking the same fun and uncomplicated approach to talking about state and local news to the airwaves. Starting July 5th, me and my friends from all parts of the state and all different backgrounds will break down the Wisconsin headlines in a way that informs, entertains, and hopefully makes you laugh. Tune in to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 on 101 FM The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM.
At the Kohl Center, getting set for the Big Ten ACC Challenge. It's Wisconsin versus Florida State, now joined by Badgers assistant coach Caroline Doty. So before we talk about the Seminoles, I got to ask you, what was working best for your team at the Paradise Jam tournament this past weekend?
The start of the games. We came out ready to go. We were kind of moving on all cylinders, sticking to the game plan, really good energy. But we just got to finish, and that's kind of going to be the key to this game, too, is make sure that you put 40 minutes together, not just 30.
Yeah, you're going to need that quick start, too. Florida State is a team that's 13th in the nation in scoring at 85 points per game. So what's the plan to try to keep them under that average?
Yeah, you know, just playing team basketball, so making sure that we pack that lane. They love to score in the lane from their guards. So just making sure that we're in help side, look to take charges. And then when the ball does go up, that we're boxing out. And then on the offensive end, just making sure that we're staying patient. We're setting good screens. We're waiting on screens, and we're executing and then just making shots.
Yeah, they get a lot of points in the paint, like you were saying, and part of that is Tania Latson, who can get to the rim. She's scoring almost 25 points per game, so what type of defense will you need on her to take her out of that offensive element?
Again, just team defense, so making sure that we're back in that lane, elbow help, and that we're just knowing where she is, because she can score in all three levels, from the three-point line, pull-up, staying at the basket, so just making sure that we know where she is and limit as many touches as possible.
Yeah, and defensively too. What do they block? 7 shots a game, which is 4th in the nation. So you got to deal with that as well.
Yeah, so ball fakes, just being strong with the ball, and then looking for that extra pass. So we really focus on jump stopping in the lane and looking for that extra pass. So again, it's the shooters get ready to shoot and just let it fly.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, that's assistant coach Caroline Doty. Keep it right here. More coming up on the pregame show next. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And back courtside at the Kohl Center, getting set for Wisconsin versus Florida State. It's the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Time for the Badger Notebook. Wisconsin and Florida State tonight. Now, the Badgers are coming off an 0-3 mark at the Paradise Jam Tournament in the U.S. Virgin Islands. They lost to Georgia, Seton Hall, and most recently, VCU. Lost that game by just 8 points. But redshirt freshman Maddie Wilkie was named to the Paradise Jam All-Tournament team. Wilkie averaged 15.7 points per game and shot nearly 45% from the field over those three games. Julie Pospisilova had a very strong showing in that final game against VCU. She scored 27 points. Now, grad transfer Avery LaBarbera did suffer an ankle injury against Seton Hall. She missed that game against VCU. That was the first game she missed in her college career. She is ready to return to the Badgers lineup tonight. She will be in these Badger home black uniforms here this evening. And also tonight is the return of Sydney Hilliard, coming off a successful junior season, scored almost 13 points per game. She's missed every single game this season, coming back from a knee procedure she had right before the start of the season. Now she's ready for her first game back. It'll be in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Keep it right here. We'll have the starting lineups coming up in a little bit. But up next, quick spinner on the Big Ten. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Where can you find the best seats in the house on game day if you can't be at the actual game? Monk's Bar & Grill will always have you covered with more than 20 flat-screen TVs, great food options for every age, and an atmosphere that can't be beat for Badger fans. Outside of the stadium, it's the next best experience you can have on a Badger game day. With 6 locations throughout Wisconsin, Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
We're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, welcome back to Madison, Wisconsin in the Kohl Center. John Audius with you. Time for a quick spin around the Big Ten. It's the Big Ten ACC Challenge tonight as Wisconsin takes on Florida State. Elsewhere in the challenge, a top 10 showdown in Bloomington. Fifth-ranked Indiana at last check leads number 6 North Carolina 49-33. That one at the half. Number 20 Maryland at last check up on 7th-ranked Notre Dame 21-15. That one was in the second. 9th-ranked Virginia Tech takes on Nebraska here tonight. Also, Georgia Tech and Michigan State play, as does NC State, ranked 12th against number 10 Iowa. The Hawkeyes will come to the Kohl Center for a Big Ten matchup this Sunday. And 17th-ranked Michigan is at Miami. One final, Duke topped Northwestern 66-50. Keep right here. Starting lineups and the opening tip-off are next. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Oh,
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
And welcome back courtside at the Kohl Center as we get set for the Badgers and Florida State at the Big Ten ACC Challenge here in Madison. A look at the lineups. First for FSU under their first-year coach, Brooke Wyckoff. They come in with a 7-1 overall record. And Tania Latson is a freshman guard from Miami, Florida, who scores at 24.5 points per game this season. She is an offensive threat the Badgers are going to have to deal with. Jasmine Mass. Massengill, 6-foot grad student and transfer from Kentucky, leads the team with 4 assists per game. Sarah Bajetti, 5'7 senior, 10.3 points per game. She's a transfer from Arizona State. Michaela Timpson, 6'2 sophomore, 3rd in scoring at 13. She's Florida State's top rebounder at just about 9.5 per game. And Aaron Howard is a redshirt senior, 7.5 points per game, 7 rebounds per contest. She's from Madison, Wisconsin, played at Madison East High School. So a return home for Aaron Howard. All right, for the Wisconsin Badgers under second-year coach Marissa Mosley. The Badgers are 3-5. They went 0-3 at the Paradise Jam tournament in the U.S. Virgin Islands this past week. And the starting five looks like this. Brooke Schrammick, 6-foot junior guard from Naperville, Illinois, has scored in double figures in 3 straight games. Julie Pospisilova, 6-foot senior guard, 13 points per game, coming off a 27-point effort. Maddie Wilkie, the redshirt freshman, 5'10 from Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, 7 times has scored in double figures. Avery LaBarbera is back. Here's the opening tip-off, controlled by Florida State. LaBarbera missed the VCU game because of injury. She's a 5'6 transfer, grad transfer from Holy Cross. And Sarah Williams, a 6'4 freshman, 13.5 points per game for Williams this season. Here's a 3 splashed on the left side to start things off by Massengill, the 6-foot guard, 61% shooter from deep to start this season, now 9-14 shooting the 3-point shot. Just underway, 3-0 Florida State. Pospisilova right by her defender. Down low, Howard defends. Now to Williams, free throw line, jumpers in the air, no good. Timpson out of nowhere to grab that rebound for Florida State. And into the front court, this is Latson, a 3 in front of Pospisilova. Top side, no good. Into the hands of Williams, the Badgers freshman. Wilkie, how about this pace? A 3 on the right, that's no good. Rebounded down low, up strong with 2 hands. It's Timpson again. Timpson, you might remember, leading rebounder for Florida State. 9.5 boards per game. 9 minutes to go in this first quarter. Still 3-0 Florida State. A throw around the perimeter to the corner. Here's a 3 put up, and it's in by Bajetti. Bajetti coming off a 13-point effort against Harvard on the last last game for Florida State, and now it is a 6-0 FSU start. They're 13th in the country, 85 points per game. Stramick on the outside. Stramick defended by Massengill. Puts it on the floor. Stramick shoves it over to Post Pistolova. Shot clock's at 10. Julie P. takes a look at her head coach, Marissa Mosley. Defended by Howard, the Madison native. Here's Post Pistolova driving on Howard. Got stopped. Crossing over on Howard. Up and under on Howard. Flips it up at the shot clock buzzer. No. Williams got it back and a jump ball. Using every single second of that shot clock was Post Pistolova doing everything she could to get by the 6'1 redshirt senior for Florida State, Aaron Howard. Possession arrow to Wisconsin. 6-0 Florida State, 8:16 to go in this first quarter. LaBarbera throws it over the top of the defense, caught by Post Pistolova, steers it over to Williams. On the right, Wilkie, three, front iron, no. Massengill collects it down low for Florida State. Front court, it's Bugetti. Cross court pass to the left. Defending is Wilkie. Now, here's Howard with the three on the left wing. Nope, off the hands of Timpson, who poked it out of bounds. And it'll be Badgers basketball. Wisconsin and Florida State, it's the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Florida State 12-2 all time at this challenge. In fact, they're on a roll as far as their success in this tournament. Or I should say in this showdown, not really a tournament. Here's LaBarbera down low, kicks to Post Pistolova, runs into the paint, puts up the shot. Got it to fall, but a travel call before that. The travel wipes away the jumper by Post Pistolova. So here we go, left to right for Florida State. Florida State out on top, Bugetti gives it over to Howard. Back over to Bugetti, defended by Wilkie. Bugetti driving, shot rejected out of bounds by Wilkie. It's going to stay with Florida State. By the way, the Seminoles have won 9 straight times in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. It's the longest active winning streak of any school from either conference. Here's a drive in all the way to the rim. Strong move by Timpson. She elevated and finished with the right hand. That was Timpson scoring down low for Florida State. 6'2" sophomore, 13 points per game. And it's an 8-0 start for FSU. And now Timpson knocks away an entry pass. Williams picks it up, gives it down low on the left, Post Pistolova, over to Stramick, mid-range on the left, and there's the first basket of the game for Wisconsin. Jumper's good by Stramick, and it's an 8-2 lead for Florida State. 6:54 to go in the first quarter. Three in the corner by Bugetti. Long rebound picked up at the three-point arc by Post Pistolova to LaBarbera to Stramick, who traveled. Stramick had it in the lane, and then she got called for steps and has to give it right back. Florida State, 8-0 run to start this game tonight. 6:46 to go, first quarter. This is Latson, 24.5 points per game for the freshman from Miami, Florida, playing for the Seminoles. Has it topside, working down the lane. Here is a shot on Hilliard. It's no good. It's loose on the floor. It is knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Florida State. Nope, Wisconsin basketball. 6.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Yes, Sydney Hilliard making her season debut for the Badgers. Hilliard handling the basketball right now. The 5'11 senior from Monroe, Wisconsin, scored 15 times in double figures last year. Leaves it off for LaBarbera on the right side. Back to Sid. Here's Hilliard. Top side. Hilliard. Left-hand dribble. Lane line left. Working on Howard. Kicks to Post Pistolova. Now Stramick's wide open. Take that three. Missed it off the left side of the rim. Howard down low. Lost the basketball. It's loose. Timpson on the floor to grab it for FSU. 6:03 to go in this first quarter. Seminoles. Bugetti down the lane. Kicking out. Now this is Howard. Wilkie defense. Howard back to Wilkie. Wilkie picked her pocket. Here's a 3-on-2 for Wisconsin. Wilkie bouncing, looking for the cutting Stramick instead. That pass is intercepted by Florida State. It's Latson. Latson all the way to the rim. Latson cannot finish. And there's the follow-up good by Timpson. And a timeout taken by Badgers coach Marissa Mosley. 5:38 to play in this first quarter. All Florida State. Seminoles 10, Badgers 2. Back after this break. You're listening to Badger basketball from Learfield.
Get up.
Mom. Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows level off around 24. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 47. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Overcast tomorrow night, mixed precipitation possible at times, lows around 10 above. Chance for snow Saturday with highs in the upper teens, lots of sunshine Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
And welcome back courtside at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you, and it's 10-2 Florida State on top of Wisconsin at the Big Ten ACC Challenge. 5:38 to play in this first quarter. And tonight's game is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. So the Badgers take a timeout after Florida State has an 8-point lead. They've led by as many as 8. In fact, they scored the first 8 points of the game. Already a couple of 3-pointers connected, one by Bajetti, one by Massing. 40% shooting, 4 of 10 for Florida State here through almost the first 5 minutes of this first quarter. Meanwhile, Wisconsin off to a shaky start, 1 of 6 from the field. That's 17%. They're 0 of 3 shooting from behind the 3-point line. So the Badgers have it. Here's Hilliard making her season debut once again. Leaves it off for post. Pichalova on the right, drives to the baseline and stops. Defended by Howard. Finds Wilkie. Short corner. Wilkie now driving in the paint. Pivots, kicks out Williams to post. Pichalova. 3. It's nothing but that. Straight on 3 for Julie P as she connects and makes it 10-5. Good to see that shot fall for Post Pichalova. 5:13 to go in the first quarter. Remember, she's coming off 5 3-pointers against VCU. She scored 27 points in Wisconsin's loss in that last game at the Paradise Jam tournament. So Wilkie defending straight on. Wilkie. Now here's Latson right by her. Goes into Williams. Gets the bump. Misses the shot. But was fouled. And that's going to put Tanaya Latson at the free throw line. So Latson out of Miami, Florida, the first ACC player ever to sweep the Player of the Week and the Rookie of the Week in back-to-back weeks. That's how valuable she has been for this Seminoles team. And now she's at the free throw line, and this first free throw is nothing but net. 76% free throw shooter this season is Latson. So pretty much keeping right on pace with her high school scoring average. And that second one's short, flying in there for the rebound is Post Pichalova, who splits defenders with a dribble into the front court, gives it up. Here's Wilkie splitting defenders. She'll throw it to the corner. Here's a LaBarbera three, and she drills it. Second three-pointer now this quarter for Wisconsin. Just like that, the Badgers are down by just 3 points. 4:40 to go in the first. Here's Latson. Latson inside feed. Some contact. Missing the shot underneath was Myers. And Myers steps to the free throw line now for Florida State. So the Seminoles hit a couple of threes to start off, part of that 8-0 run to begin. And now the Badgers have been able to hit a couple of threes. But now Florida State getting to the free throw line. Wisconsin hasn't been there yet here in the quarter. Florida State, third and fourth attempts coming up here. And this is from Valencia Myers, the 6'3 grad student, who knocks home that first one. 56% free throw shooter this season. 4:37 to go in the first. Second one is in. So two at the free throw line gives Florida State 13 points now in this first quarter. The Badgers trail 13-8. Wilkie over to Hilliard. Here's Sid. Left-hand dribble defended by Massengill. Brings it out to the left wing. Gives up to Schrammick. Hands it back off to Hilliard.
Hilliard with the basketball. Massengill poked away a pass, but now Hilliard has it. Her entry lob pass for Stramick is knocked away. Hilliard retrieves again. Shot clock's at 10 seconds. Now Sid has to go ISO. Hilliard one-on-one. Hilliard now goes around. Help defense. Bounces in the paint. Latson has the steal. Latson lost it out of bounds. Stole it for a split second, then lost it on the baseline, did Seminoles freshman Tanaya Latson. And now the Badgers, with 4:09 to go in the first quarter, will be inbounding. It'll be Avery LaBarbera. And I think the officials just trying to make sure that shot clock is correct. They have it at 20 seconds. And it should be 30. Yeah, they changed it to 30. LaBarbera. Shramick outside the arc. Over to post Pishalova on the wing. Pull up, long two. That one hits off the front rim. No. And Myers comes out of there with the rebound for Florida State. Here's Latson. Leaves it off wide open. Valencia. No, it's short on the three in the corner. And then it's tipped out of bounds. But who touched it last? I think post Pishalova was trying to find it and could not haul it in down low. .354 to play here. First quarter, 13-8 Florida State. Myers working on Stramick, spinning down low. Shot no, but a travel. Myers got called for the walk in the lane. Florida State turns it over. Wisconsin ball. 3:51 to play in the first quarter. 13-8 Seminoles on top of the Badgers here at the Big Ten ACC Challenge. This Florida State team played in the NCAA tournament a year ago. They were part of the first four. They lost in their first matchup, but they went 10-8 in the ACC and 17-14 overall a year ago. Now off to a 7-1 start. Post Pishalova on the right. Puts it on the floor, driving strong to the rim. Kicks out. Elyou's open. Corner three. That one is just a tad too strong. And it's grabbed by Latson. Here's Latson. Middle of the court. Here's Latson. Running into Wilkie. Throws to the corner. Three in the corner, but stepping out of bounds. The three is made was Omaria Gordon, who grabbed that pass in the corner right in front of the Badgers bench. And they were quick to point out to the officials, hey, she stepped on the line. 3:30 to go, first quarter. Badgers basketball. They trail it 13-8. 3:26 to go and counting in the first. Post Pishalova off a double screen. Hands off to LaBarbera. LaBarbera tries to go behind her back. Lost the basketball. Now she's on the floor trying to retrieve it. There's two Florida State players on the floor and a jump ball called. Possession arrow to the Seminoles. LaBarbera coming back after an injury against... actually suffered that injury against Seton Hall. Missed the game against VCU. She's out there right now losing the basketball for the Badgers, but losing the basketball, hanging on to the basketball. Let's turn that phrase, make it sound a little better. That's something Wisconsin is going to try to do, you know, the rest of the season. Coach Marissa Mosley saying turnover is part of the issue in that 0-3 record at the Paradise Jam. Gordon launches a three on the right for Florida State. It's no good. Wilkie was boxing out Valencia, who comes over the back. Foul called against Valencia in Florida State. That is the first team foul against the Seminoles. But back to those turnovers, the Badgers had 23 turnovers in the game against VCU. And those points off turnovers, 33-9 in favor of VCU. Part of the difference in what was a really close game, 75-67. Shramick dribbles it off the foot of her defender, Myers, out near the left elbow. It'll remain Badgers basketball. In the game against Seton Hall, the Badgers turned it over 17 times. Seton Hall scored 20 points off those 17 turnovers. And then in the first up against Georgia, the Badgers also had 23 turnovers. Wisconsin inbounding, gives it up post Pishalova. Squares up, defended by Bajetti. Puts it on the floor right around Bajetti. Here's a runner in the lane. It's no good. It's tapped by Shramick. She tips it back out near midcourt where it's grabbed by Florida State in transition. Massengill, right side. Massengill crossing over on Julie P. Coming over, knock it free was either Shramick or Elyou. And Massengill tried to grab it again before it went out of bounds. Last touched by Wisconsin. Yeah, back to that Badgers-Georgia game. Wisconsin, also another close game, 68-60, but the Badgers did turn it over 23 times. Points off those turnovers, Georgia 23. 2:29 to go in this first quarter. High screen is set for Gordon, defended by Elyou, right of the lane. Gordon, little jumper from 7 feet, no good. Crashing the defensive glass is Hilliard. front court, up the left sideline. Hilliard has it, working on Bajetti. She got stopped. Finds Stramick, whose pass is knocked high into the air. It's saved by Bajetti, picked up by Hilliard, missed the shot, but she was fouled. So Bajetti saved it, but threw it right over to Hilliard on the baseline. And now Sydney Hilliard will step to the free throw line for the Badgers to shoot a pair with 2:08 to play here in the first quarter. So Hilliard at the line. Last season, a 63% free throw shooter. And Sid looking for her first points of the 2022-2023 season. She is on a minutes restriction tonight. That first one's short. But she'll be into the flow of things in no time. Blows into her hands, trying to warm them up. Hey, there is an ice rink below this Kohl Center floor. It does get cold in here. I can attest to that, sitting courtside for a decade. Second one is short. It's picked up by Florida State in the corner. Here's a drive. That's Turnage. Now they find it in the left corner. A three. Hoisted. That one's missed. Down low. Timpson. Missed it. Got it back on the other side. It puts it up and in. Timpson following her shot. And the 6'2 sophomore puts up two more for Florida State. 1:44 to go in this first quarter. It's a 15-8 FSU lead. Bounce for a cutting. LU down low for Pospisilova. Missed the shot, did LU, but she was fouled on her way up. And I think they're going to get Timpson. It'll be the third team foul against Florida State. And yeah, I think they tagged Timpson with that one. And that means two more free throws for the Badgers, this time from Christina LU. First one is in. LU, the 5'10 sophomore from Chicago, Illinois, has now made four or five free throws this season. Last season, she was an 80% free throw shooter. So when she got there, it did find the bottom of the net, as did that last free throw. A minute 36 to go in the first quarter. 5-point Florida State lead. They've led by as many as eight. Latson driving in from the right. Mid-range jumper is up and in. Right over Schrammick. That was Latson getting to her spot from about 15 feet out on the right. 17-10, a 7-point lead. Florida State with the lead. Badgers have the basketball. Pospisilova, just right of the wheel. Julie P. working, still working. Now picks up her dribble. Howard defends. Throws it over to Schrammick, just left of the wheel. Baseline pass caught by LU. Back to the basket. LU pivoting on that left foot. Now looking for somewhere to go. Bounces through traffic. Here's Hilliard. Tough shot. Missed it. And it's grabbed by Florida State. And now a carry called against Florida State. And the turnover gives it right back to Wisconsin. Don't see that call very often. And it'll be Badgers basketball. 56.9 seconds to play in this first quarter. And it is a 17-10 FSU lead. Pospisilova comes out of the game for the Badgers. It's LaBarbera, Porter, Schrammick, Wilkie, and LU on the floor for the Badgers, wearing these alternate black uniforms to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Title IX. Now Schrammick threw it away. Latson in transition. Latson gives it up to Myers, who finishes on the fast break with the left hand from the left side. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Now Florida State has a 9-point lead. Wisconsin basketball. High left side. LaBarbera working on Bajetti. Gives it up to Wilkie. Here's a three. Missed it wide right. Rebound Latson. 25 seconds to go in the first. Latson brings it out high on the right side. She's going to slow things down here and wait for the final shot. 9-point Seminoles lead over the Badgers. First quarter ticking away. Down to 15 seconds. It's Latson standing at that motion W near midcourt to the left half of the court. Still Latson with 8 seconds. Now she'll make her move. Right hand dribble to the top of the arc with 5. Latson throws it back to her left. Extra pass to Bajetti. Left side 3 is short with 1 second. Rebounded by Porter. And that's how the quarter will end here at the Kohl Center. First quarter in the books, and Florida State leads Wisconsin 19-10. We'll be back with the second quarter after this break. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
We're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative. Because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Courtside at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you. It's the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Wisconsin and Florida State as the Badgers come in with a 3-5 record. Florida State comes in at 7-1, and the Badgers looking to get off a 4-game losing streak that started November 20th at Illinois State. That's a game in which they lost Hallie Douglas to a season-ending knee injury. Saw Douglas before the game. She is on crutches, and she's obviously not going to be playing the rest of the season, but that's a tough loss to take for the Badgers this season, simply because she was a really good player. 3 points per game, 5.5 rebounds per game, and she's someone who could really rebound the ball. And it's something that the Badgers lacked here in the first quarter against Florida State. 15-8, Seminoles out-rebounded Wisconsin. Florida State scored the first 8 points of this game here tonight, and they've led by as many as 9. That's where it stands right now. Wisconsin 23% shooting. Offensive foul on the screen, and Sarah Williams cannot believe the call. Put her hands up near her mouth, then off to the side, and she's still just dumbfounded. Can't believe that. Now she's still looking around. Can't believe that was called an illegal screen, and now Stramick has to come in for Williams. Very productive freshman is Sarah Williams for the Badgers. Tough to see her head to the bench right away. Second quarter underway. It's Gordon out on top for Florida State. Has the right-handed dribble. Leaves it off for Latson. Latson, 3 points so far in this one. She scores 24.5 per game. Turnage to the corner. Latson rises for a three in the corner. No. Myers, offensive rebound. Left block, working on post Pisalova. Lost it out of bounds. Took a power dribble and just kind of lost it on the baseline. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. 9.5 minutes to go. Second quarter. Wisconsin trailing by 9 points. Very young Badgers roster. 7 freshmen tied for the most in the Big Ten. Overall, 8 newcomers, including LaBarbara, who has the basketball right now. She's a transfer from Holy Cross. Finds post Pisalova. Julie P. Dribble drive. Now driving baseline. Pull up left of the lane. That one came up short. Right back into her hands. Post Pisalova now in the lane. Kicks out. Intended for Porter. It's tipped away and stolen. Gordon has it in transition. Gallops right to the rim. Missed it, challenging Porter. And Porter will be called for the Wisconsin foul, reaching in on that fast break. Porter's a little dumbstruck by that call as well. Didn't think there was a lot of contact either. But it's going to put Omaria Gordon at the free throw line. Yeah, watching the replay, maybe Porter got her on the forearm. So here is Omaria Gordon, the 5'4 sophomore, rolls that one in. 10-point Florida State lead. 8.5 points per game this season for the sophomore. Part of the all-ACC freshman team last season. Scored 7.5 points per game for the Seminoles that year. Second free throw falls, and it is now the largest lead of the game for the Seminoles at 11. 9:06 to play second quarter. Porter has it right sideline for Wisconsin. Bounces a pass, post Pisalova. Strong to the window from the right baseline. Tries a left hand off the window. It's no good. Myers collects the rebound for Florida State. To Massengill. Spins it to the left side. Here's a drive by Gordon, knocking over Wilkie, and a blocking foul called. Shot was no good. Wilkie will be called for the foul. Wisconsin's third foul already. I saw the number three up here on the ribbon around the Kohl Center. I was like, wait, three fouls already? It's only a minute and 9 seconds into the quarter, but free throw's good by Gordon. Yeah, there's the Williams screen, the reach in by Porter on the fast break, and this last blocking foul called against Wilkie. Here's Gordon again. Florida State getting to the free throw line now tonight. They've made 7 of 8. 13-point Seminoles lead. 8:48 and counting to go. Second quarter. Badgers basketball. Back to these black jerseys for a second. These alternate black jerseys. Celebration of Title IX. Got a large motion W on the chest. And these five lines going down the side onto the shorts. These are some nice-looking uniforms. Here's a shot at the free throw line. Missed by LaBarbera. Picked up by Gordon. Oh, and Pospisilova ripped it right away. Right back to LaBarbera. A three right of the wheel. Oh, it went halfway down and popped out. Into the hands of Howard. A redshirt senior from Madison, Wisconsin, played for Florida State. 8:12 to go, second quarter. Here's Gordon. Giving it up to Howard. Here's Howard with the three, and it's in. Aaron Howard hits the three in her home city, and it forces a Wisconsin timeout. The Badgers with 8.